Hey guys, welcome back to Dream Makeup. Tonight we're going to talk about an unfortunate event that happened. Another casualty has happened due to police brutality. A man named George Floyd was killed by the hands of a cop and others. George Floyd was a criminal, and they say that he had petty crimes like forgery and things of that nature. But by no means is it ever okay for you to take a life just because you feel like it or because you can. George Floyd was on the ground in a video. Clearly, we all saw it. If you have a phone, I'm pretty sure you saw it by now that George Floyd was on the ground. He was on concrete next to a vehicle. And what can I say? The cop had his knee in his neck on concrete with excessive force beyond words. This man's nose was bleeding. He was screaming for help, and he even said with his own voice and words that they are going to kill me. And they did. There was a cop that even had the audacity to check his pulse multiple times. This happened in broad daylight. When is enough enough? Enough is enough. We've had enough. We really have. And I'm not just talking about African American people. I'm not just talking about people that have been affected in one shape, way, or form from police brutality or any other type of injustice. I'm talking about anybody with a decent heart for humanity. Any person with a right mind would know clearly that it's never okay to just push your knee into someone's neck when it only takes a few pounds of pressure to kill somebody. Like, we all know this. This cop is completely out of line. He has been fired, and so have others involved, but that is not enough. I understand that they have to go through their investigation, but there's a freaking video. What more proof do you need? It clearly shows a murder of a man that is unarmed. Justice has to prevail. The people must not allow this to just slip through the cracks, because more cases like this will happen. This is a trend in American history, and we have to make it history. Okay? It's not okay for police to treat the public like this. He wasn't armed. He was handcuffed. What would make this cop have his knee at his neck? That is not okay. With that said, dreams have been cut short because of this. You understand that he had a dream. He was a person. He had a right to have his rights. I mean, I didn't even know if the police officer read him his mandated rights. Miranda rights. You know? I mean, we gotta say something about this. We gotta talk about it. Because I don't understand how there isn't a law when it comes to excessive force by now. Every job has policy and procedures. And I will never understand how excessive force isn't a policy or a procedure. Like, I get, like, you have to protect yourself from your own life. I get that. But if somebody is unarmed, clearly you have the power. You don't need excessive force. Excessive force is needed probably in very, very extreme situations, but this wasn't it. So I'm going to say this on Dream Makeup. We have to come together. We have to put our differences aside. And we have to start making those differences a point to come together and mix. And make a point to say that we are all humans. No matter what. Criminals, it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what you're doing. What matters is that we all have compassion for everybody. This isn't okay. He was a criminal, but he wasn't a murderer. And now his crime will never even matter because the cop just did something worse. He killed him. This isn't an eye for an eye. This is a a piece of a nail that was coming off for the whole freaking body. So with that said, I just want to say something when it comes to dreams. Okay. And because this is a dream channel, and I just want you guys to understand that you're worthy to breathe this air that we all share. You're worthy to live your life. It is never okay to take a life. And I will just never get this. I mean, this has really hit my soul. So with that said, God speaks again and again through people. Do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night. When deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds, he whispers in their ear. I'm going to repeat that again. Job 33:14-16 in New Living Translation. God speaks again and again through people. Oh, not through. Sorry. One more time. Please forgive me. I want to make this very clear. That God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night. When deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds, he whispers in their ear. Keep dreaming.